For conductor Jung Ho Park, there's a certain phrase that really irritates him. In fact, he hates it. It's the phrase arts and entertainment.
It's like Republicans and Democrats. You can't have both at the same time. Somewhere along the way, we separated them. We dissected them into separate beings. And that's completely wrong.
Jung Ho Park is the conductor of the Cape Symphony Orchestra in Hyannis, Massachusetts.
To see 60 violins move their bows in concert, to see a conductor sweating and gesticulating with great passion, there is entertainment in that.
And that's why he's excited there will be a youth orchestra in Sunday's Super Bowl halftime show.
By physically and metaphorically placing it at the center of perhaps the most powerful medium and media event, is saying to the world that the arts matter.
The conductor Gustavo Dudamel is the 35-year-old music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. He's from Venezuela and has had a TV show based on his career. He smiles a lot, has long, curly black hair that flops around when he conducts. His hair even has its own Facebook page.
Everything in the point of justo. You know, justo means justo. You know?
That's Dudamel during a rehearsal with the Philharmonic in 2011. On Sunday, he'll lead the Youth Orchestra Los Angeles, or YOLA, in the halftime performance alongside the band Coldplay. Now, it's not exactly known what they'll be performing, but it probably won't be Beethoven's Ninth. Rather, it'll likely be something like this. Not everyone is real excited about a youth orchestra sharing the celebrity spotlight with a rock band at the Super Bowl. Ara Sarkissian is the orchestra conductor at Interlochen Arts Academy, and he says trying to draw attention to the arts shouldn't necessarily be done with Hollywood glitz and glamour.
I think studying the arts is valuable for getting to know the history, finding things out about yourself, learning about yourself, learning about your skills and how hard you want to work for something. Celebrity and sensationalism can sometimes have an automatic sort of like, here you go, without showing that work that's being put in behind the scenes.
According to the LA Times, this is the first time in the 50-year history of the Super Bowl that an orchestra has been showcased during halftime. Jung Ho Park says Leonard Bernstein might be considered the first to really mix his classical music background with pop music. He says today, Gustavo Dudamel is one bridging that gap.
Why not make whatever talent that you have accessible and meaningful to the entire world? If that means stepping outside of convention or worrying about what your colleagues think, then not only is that courageous, that's necessary.
But Ara Sarkissian isn't really sure there's much of a connection between classical and pop music.
I think that it can exist for certain individuals that make those connections on them by themselves or with the help of teachers or parents. But to learn to play, for example, Coldplay Chart has very little to do with learning anything else that we teach in the traditional part.
Sarkissian says it's just easier to play a Coldplay song. So even if a student is inspired to pick up a classical instrument when they see this year's halftime show, what's going to happen when they realize the necessary skills of classical music are much harder to learn? Jung Ho Park isn't concerned with the kind of music the orchestra will be playing on Sunday. He's excited about an iconic conductor leading amateur musicians. He says that speaks volumes.
I think it's fantastic that Gustavo is showing up with a youth orchestra. I mean, here's a conductor with an international reputation. You think he would want to show the best that he can do with a professional orchestra. But no, he's showing up with a youth orchestra, with an inner city school youth orchestra. What a powerful, courageous message.
Park says that's the most important message that the classical music world needs to get across to the general public today. Joy. He thinks Dudamel conducting YOLA will be exuberant, fun, and entertaining. And that's bound to rub off on viewers.
Having an orchestra in the middle of the Super Bowl is not only novel or nice, this is part of a larger revolution that needs to happen in our society, acknowledging the importance of art.
The halftime show is really pretty quick. It usually runs from about 12 to 13 minutes long. Ara Sarkissian just doesn't think the brief moment in the spotlight will really have a lasting impact on changing people's perceptions on art and classical music.
You know, this is a platform for entertainment, not necessarily to say that this is important. I mean, what is the importance of that halftime show? I can't tell you. I don't think that it's moving any sort of like artistic movement forward.
And as for Gustavo Dudamel, well, he hopes it'll be important. He says when they play, it'll be to inspire the youth of the world to, quote, create both a better life for themselves and a better future. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Dan Wanshura.